Anyone with debt has probably thought about a consolidation loan from time to time. And banks love to sell them to you. Hey, come get a HELOC, they say. Let's eliminate your debt now. But do consolidation loans really help to eliminate your debt? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today, about some of the potential side effects of these loans and to determine whether or not it's the right type of loan for you. Hey there, I am Shauna Lay, and this is the Budgeting Brilliance Podcast, a podcast for busy working moms who are wondering why it just doesn't feel like we have any money even though we make a decent income. I know it all too well that it's probably the overwhelming amount of debt that's bottom feeding on your wallet. I am a professional IT analyst who has used my analytical skills to help build money tools for me to reframe my money mindset and to help my family manage our money so that we can break free from money overwhelm. And I'm here to help you do the same because budgeting, well, it shouldn't be a burden. It should be an awesome tool to help get your life in order. And it can do that if you do it the right way. So let's talk consolidation loans. They are so appealing. Being able to trade in 28, 30% interest down to, well, these days it's around 10 to 12%, unfortunately. So if you're paying the minimum amount on credit cards, you'll probably take 20 plus years at that rate to pay it off. And a consolidation loan allows you to shrink that timeline to 3, 4, or 5 years. The appeal is to free up cash today to have more money to save, or really just to have more money to spend. But for the most part, consolidation loans are really nothing more than trading your debt from one location to another. Consolidation loans keeps you in a cycle of debt. You're just shifting money from one location to another, and because you freed up those credit cards, well, it makes it all too tempting to grab them in the future, leading you to actually more debt than you had before. And I speak from experience when I say this because I have had 3 consolidation loans in my past, but we'll get back to my story shortly. So Forbes did a survey on their audience about consolidation loans. 70% of those who have had a consolidation loan said that their loans ranged anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000. And I can relate to that because the upper end of that is about where the consolidation loans that I have had have ranged in the past. For these individuals, the reason for consolidations were medical bills, credit card bills, house renovations, and vehicle debt. And I can relate to that too. I know once I recall having gotten, I believe it was the 2nd consolidation loan. We got out of a car and the bank gave me a loan for the balance. They didn't want to just do the car on that loan. They said, if you do a consolidation of some of those revolving debts, which the credit cards, that they would help me pay off the balance on that car. So here comes the consolidation loan. And without a doubt, you probably already know some of the pros and cons of these types of loans. On the good side of a consolidation loan, it simplifies multiple payments into hopefully a single lower payment, which helps to give you more headroom. Consolidation loans can help you pay off your debt faster. You know, like I mentioned, having credit cards that if you paid the minimum on them through eternity, now you can change that and shrink the timeline to, you know, 5 years or less. And hopefully, if you do the consolidation loan the right way, it helps you to lower your interest rates. And if you pay off credit cards and move them into a single consolidation loan, your credit score will also improve because of that. Now, there are some dark sides of consolidation loans, which are potentially a higher interest rate. So remember I said that a high number of individuals that have received consolidation loans, they do so because they had high medical bills. Now, medical bills usually come with a 0% interest from the hospital or medical facility. And, you know, people see those really high numbers and then combine that with some credit cards and they do a consolidation. But you really want to make sure that if you are attempting to do a consolidation loan, that the bills that you're putting together compared to the interest that you're consolidating, so whatever the bank is offering you, make sure that you're not trading lower interest for this one payment of this higher interest rate, or else you're really defeating the purpose of getting that consolidation loan. To me, one of the biggest problems of consolidation loans is that because you probably have some underlying money-related problems, such as you aren't being truly honest with yourself about how much money you spend per month. Because you can put on paper that, you know, our groceries are this much and we're not going to have to spend money on all this miscellaneous things. But then at the end of the month, you're like, oh, we spent $100 more on groceries and then $300 on other items that we didn't know we were going to go to the store to buy. So you have this underlying spending issue. And if that isn't dialed in and recognized in advance, by consolidating your credit cards into the loan, all you did was just move all of that to something else. And potentially, when another issue comes up, a new item comes on the market that you just can't wait to purchase, you will turn to those credit cards once again. And that is the problem with debt consolidation loans, because if you aren't being honest with the amount of money that you're spending, you, instead of resolving a money problem by consolidating, you added to it, then you have the loan and more credit card debt. Okay. So far we've covered pros and cons of a consolidation loan and why people are getting them. Now, on the topic of today as to whether or not consolidation loans are wise for you, the Forbes survey asked that exact question to their audience. 63% of the respondents of the survey actually said that they would recommend debt consolidation loans to others based on the experience that they've had. But 22% of them said that they absolutely would not recommend consolidation loans. Now, for me, I'm a little mixed on this topic. You know, they can help. Don't get me wrong. They can help to breathe life into a very strained budget. But I guarantee you that if you're feeling the strain that way right now, then I say that you probably, well, not probably, you should not consider a consolidation loan. Because remember the underlying problem of the loan that I mentioned, that it's not solving the money issues that you have? So if you truly can't live on the money that you're making comfortably, and if you don't have an emergency fund set aside, and you don't have buffers built into your budget, along with fund money, I don't recommend that you get a consolidation loan. Because once an expense comes along, and something definitely will come up, you will find yourself in more debt than you were originally. And if you and your husband aren't on the same page with how your finances are expected to be spent, and I mean like really you're walking hand in hand, everyone understands where all the money is going all of the time. If you're not on that same page together, and then you go and get a consolidation loan, one or both of you could see that additional money as a feeling of comfort that you have more money than you actually have when that money should be going to emergency funds. That money should be going to put buffers in your life. And that money should be focused on paying down debt. If you're not both on that same page, then consolidation loans aren't going to help your underlying problem. Hey, Mama, real quick, we need to have a chat. Do you have no or very little savings, even though you make enough to put aside for savings? Do you have a weekly budget, but you don't actually follow through? Or are you and your partner fighting about money and what you're spending money on? If this is you, dear Mama, you need to check out the Calendar Budgeting Starter Kit. Because this is how I got started budgeting my family's money. It is truly intuitive, and it's the most practical way to visualize the management of your money. You and your partner will finally become aligned with the money that you have and how it is being spent, because it can show you on a daily basis if you're going to run out or if you're going to make it all the way until payday. So if you aren't calendar budgeting, please check the show notes for the link, because you'll thank me for this tip. So as I mentioned, I have had two consolidation loans turn out this exact way, where we moved our debt into a loan, which in fact really didn't do anything but just shift money from here to there. We weren't both dialed in on our future hopes, dreams, desires. We were living for today and not focused on what's going to happen in the future. We didn't have a North Star guiding our path. We just spent for the sake of spending. Those guilty pleasures, things that you see. So I know what happens when you get a consolidation loan and you're in this situation. The air conditioner can give you a problem several thousand dollars later. The refrigerator can go out $2,500. New tires, over $1,000. Life is never ending. You must have an emergency fund set up even before you consider getting a loan. But I would say that if you have the emergency fund and your buffers and you're both step in line and what's going to move the ball forward for you and your family, I would say if you're at that point, you probably then don't even need a consolidation loan. You will likely just be able to pay your debt down with the money that you make today because you have a plan. And if you're both on that same path and have the same goal, you will be successful at paying that debt down yourself. You won't need to have that pacifier, if you will, of a consolidation loan. It makes you have that feeling like, whew, I no longer have six bills. I only have one now. But you could do that all on your own if you just focused on doing it. So remember I mentioned I had three consolidation loans. The previous two were complete flops. I mean, really, I'm going to be extremely candid with you here. So for months, maybe, I don't know, a year or longer before the last consolidation attempt, we were starting to run out of runway, right? Our credit score was dropping because the credit cards were completely maxed out. We were really starting to feel the effects of what our debt was starting to do to us. It was starting to take a toll. And not having that extra bandwidth from credit cards anymore, we were having to really stop and deeply focus on our spending and be truly intentional with where our money went, which is what you should do, right? That is the adult thing to be doing. But it's just so easy to turn to credit cards and just kind of forget about it until you have to deal with it, right? So we were in the season of our life where we were dealing. And it was during this time that we ended up vowing that this was it. We were at our wit's end with debt. We were going to focus from here on out and pay this debt off, because no longer Were we going to let our debt tell us when we could have fun? We were no longer going to let our debt tell us when we could buy things that we wanted, or worse yet, when we could move, because we didn't have the money to be able to just get up and go. There was no flexibility left. Debt controlled everything we did. You don't want to get to this point, but if you are, trust me, I know how it feels. Can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. You try to make the best of it, but it just stinks, right? Sometimes you just have to feel the struggle to get to that point. And in looking back, we needed that. Because my husband and I, until this happened, we were not lock and step together. But before this had happened, I had been setting up myself at work for a promotion. I was doing the things, I was asking the questions, I was making progress. I was showing people that I had what it takes to get to a different level. And then it ended up working. And later that year, I actually was promoted. And that unlocked an additional several hundred dollars extra a month. It started to help put a dent in our debt. My husband and I truly became focused at that point on here's our next goal. I did end up getting a consolidation loan at this time. I took about 6 credit cards that were really high interest, 23% or higher, down to a lower percentage rate, right? You're going to pay it off in a few years. And then with this promotion, remember that I said you need an emergency fund, so we put $1,000 aside, and we also set our budget up so that we would have a small amount every month to be able to build upon that. And then we became truly honest, like truly honest about how much money does it take to run our household? How much do we spend on groceries? How much buffer do we need on a monthly basis? And then whatever money we had left over, we started putting towards that consolidation loan. So then it can be paid down even faster. So if you are laser focused on the fact that debt is no longer going to run your life and you are going to stop letting it beat you up any longer, then and only then a consolidation loan could make sense for someone. So take it from a former expert debt overspender that consolidation loans probably aren't your answer to your problems. You likely need some deep reflection, and you absolutely need to get on the same page with your spouse. You need to have a shared dream of how the two of you feel that your money should be managed and how it should be spent. Still to this day, my husband still stops and asks me, "So how much money do we have on our credit cards right now?" And then I proudly tell him, "We still pay it off in full every month." And then we both smile. So until next time, please keep just moving forward. And go grab that calendar budget starter kit, because you need to be calendar budgeting. And above all, continue to budget brilliantly.